Hello? Yeah, Mike, you there?
Yes.
All right, Mike, you have my son Kasim and Dominica on the other line. Kasim, you can say hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Kasim. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
And who else is on the call yet?
It's just me, you, and Kasim right now.
Okay, cool. So, Kasim, can you tell us a little bit about you?
About what happened or about myself?
Hey, well, tell us a little bit about yourself, like what you like to do and, you know, tell us about you.
I like to play sports in my free time. And, you know, I like school because I'm missing it right now. And, well, you know, kids just like to play that too. But I'm a boy, that's why, you know, trouble girls and any kind of stuff, teenagers.
Okay, cool, man. Cool. I think your dad was saying you like playing basketball too?
Yeah, I play for my school for 3 years now.
Are you pretty good?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you haven't played against me yet, so that could be kind of rough on you if we play against because you know, I might have to dunk on you.
Oh, you better strap your ankle, just and you'll get a crossover.
Is that right? Can you dunk?
No, not yet. Like to slap the board.
So Kasim, can you tell me how you're feeling now? How are you feeling?
Normal.
What's that?
Normal.
You're feeling normal?
Yeah, just that I cannot move my legs and I cannot feel in them. Well, I can feel, but not pain.
Oh, so you got no pain in your legs. Okay, so you're not feeling sick or nothing like that right now, no?
No.
Okay, but if you really can't move your lower body, okay.
So you still can't move around, or are you still paralyzed?
Yeah, I can sit up by myself, I can move my upper part, pull up myself. Yeah. I just can't move my legs.
Can't move your legs, okay.
So you can move your upper body and you can pull yourself up, right?
Yeah.
So you can't move your legs, okay.
Can you tell us what else has been happening with you?
Well, the foot on its own, like it moves on its own, nerves in it, makes on its own, and sometimes it will be hard to stretch. But it leaves a lot of the more prison in the body, but I'm getting enough movement. And I'm not feeling about it.
Okay.
I lose a little weight because I'm not really moving around, walking around. So my muscles and my body get really lazy, flabby.
Kath, I want to ask you: Are you able to lay on your side or your belly, or just on your back?
No, I can lay on my side at this position.
Okay, you can.
I couldn't, but I'm getting better, so I can do it now.
Okay.
So, Kasim, what would you like to say to everyone out there? Because we're going to take this and we're going to post it up on the website that we have. Is there anything that you just want to say to the people out there?
Well, it's really not easy for me right now because I'm really young. But you have to reach, because waking up every morning knowing you can't walk, it's not really easy. And just any way you can help, no problem.
And Kasim, is there anything you want to say to the people out there? There's like a lot of people who have already come to the website and they've donated money and prayers and people have already given a lot. Is there anything you want to say to people who have already given?
Yeah, well, I would like to say thanks for those who given already. You know, thanks for us because we can never tell you before. I really want to say thanks a lot for what you have given. And
today, we look at the website today, and today, by this morning, I think it was like $319 were donated today so far. So, and that was just this, by this morning when I checked it out with Mike around 12. It was about $319 today, and then yesterday was about, I think it was $100 yesterday. So people are donating, and really want to say thanks to everybody, you know what I'm saying? And go ahead, Mike.
Is there anything that you want to say, Peter? Is there anything you want to say? Maybe you can just speak a little bit about the situation. Like, I want you to kind of talk. Like, you know, it's the first time somebody's coming to the website, so, like, just kind of say, hey, this is the situation, and this is what we're asking for.
The good thing about this really brought awareness to a lot of, to something very important. You know, Kasim case is pretty unique, but the good thing is there are a lot of good people out there. There are a lot of good people out there. Also, one thing is that I know there are a lot of other people like Kasim who might need this kind of help. So Mike and I, you know, we plan in the future to do something that is going to be ongoing, even to help other people, other kids in Kasim's situation. Maybe not this, but might have maybe cancer or something different. And anywhere we can help them in the future, you know, we plan to have an association for that. So that's something that we intend to do. But anyone who out there listening to this for the first time, you know, it's really kind of hard, you know, and it gives you a big appreciation for your kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Makes you look at them differently. You have to appreciate them a lot, lot more, and don't ever take them for granted.
And can you tell us a little bit about you and, like, what's been happening with you?
For me, Mike?
Yeah, for you, Peter.
For me, I've just been really working overtime, to be honest with you, and making sure that, you know, I've been calling around, doing research, emailing people, friends and family, whatever it takes. Because I've never done anything like this in my life. I've never had to raise money or ask for any donation in my life, you know, in the past, but whatever it takes, you know, I'm just doing it, you know. But it's been pretty tough.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that's tough.
And you want to say anything to Kasim? Do you want to talk to him about anything or ask him anything?
I just want him to know that, I love him a lot. And I promise him after this, I'm definitely going to spend a lot more time with him, you know, and I do whatever it takes, you know. And don't think for a minute I'm not doing a lot of stuff, man. You know, don't think for a minute that's not the case at all. I do whatever it takes, and I love you, Kasim. You know that.
I know that. I
always tell you I love you every time we talk, you know, and this too shall pass. Yeah. You know, this too shall pass. We get to hang out again and play some basketball with Mike, and by then you'd be able to dunk on Mike, you know? He'd be old by then. He'd be really old by then, so. By then he'd be able to dunk on him easily, you know? But we're going to hang out. We're gonna run again. We're going to race, you know? And, you know, like, I have to give you a head start. I'll tell you that, you know? Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was going to say, Kasim, is there anything you want to say in response to your dad?
Not really. My dad knows I love him, and I'm just, you know, I'm glad that he's sharing.
He's a pretty cool guy, huh?
Oh, good.
For like an old man, he's cool.
yesterday though, yesterday really I felt really down yesterday though. For some reason I felt, and it's good to be positive, I'm very positive, but yesterday I was kind of down big time, you know. I was really kind of, that was a low point in my life yesterday, thinking about this whole thing, you know. So,
can you tell me a little bit about that, Peter?
It's been like, you know, you kind of feel like I'm not questioning, but it kind of make you, you know, really take a hard look at your life, you know, like so far in life where you've been and where you want to be, and kind of make you reset your goal, refocus your goal in life, you know, because yesterday I felt really like I wish I could do a lot more, and it kind of, I felt kind of down, you know, almost like I felt like I'm letting down Kasim, you know, like I'm not, I felt kind of down, really, and I feel like it's not moving fast enough, and not getting stuff done fast enough like I wanted to, you know, but I know it takes time, you know, this, you know, but I just felt really kind of low yesterday. It kind of hurt really bad yesterday. I ain't gonna have days like that. It's not a lot of days, but there are a few days when you do feel a little down, you know?
Yep. I get it. How about with you, Christine?
I don't really think of what's happening, so I don't really feel much down. I just try to act normal. You know? Wake up, don't try to think of anything. You know? Don't like to worry my head too much. Just keeping it normal.
Yeah. And Kasim is very, very positive. And that's a good thing, Kasim. That's a very good thing to be, the attitude you got. I mean, I know you got it from me, you know, but but it's a very, it's a very good attitude to have a very, you know, that mindset, that positive mindset is very, very good. So, just want to thank you and just keep it up, you know, and it's going to happen. We both know, we all know it's going to happen. There's a lot of people who are praying for you, thousands of people praying for you, and I want to thank them for their prayers, you know, big time, big time.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, Kasim, you know, me and Peter and some of his other friends, we're doing everything we can to, you know, try to get you moved and get you taken care of so you can get what you need to get, so you can get healthy and back on your feet and playing basketball again.
So we're
working on that together, man.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner than we expected. I tell you, it's going to happen real soon, you know. So just want to let you know that.
Okay.
And I love you, no matter, you know, don't ever think for a minute that I don't love you. No matter what happened or everything, that I don't love you, that's not true. Or everything that I'll always love you, you know that. Always.
Yeah, no, I know.
I always love you, Kasim.
Okay. Well, unless you guys have anything else to say, then I think we can go ahead and we'll bring the call to a close.
Okay. Well. Thanks, Mike. And go ahead.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Kasim, he's not Michael Jordan, okay? So just.
I know. I'm not Michael Jordan.
I just play basketball like him.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mike, and talk to everybody again. Make sure everybody know that they can be updated on a regular basis at the helpfulk.com and just spread the word, you know, to all your friends and family.
Cool. All right, I'm gonna let you guys go now, and it's been good talk. It's good to meet you, Kasim, and talk to you. And,
cool.
And I look forward to talking to you again soon, meeting you.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.